In the cutthroat world of London finance, some arrangements are purely business, until they're not. Luca Windsor, the brilliant investment manager whose reputation for corporate ruthlessness precedes him, has maintained a precisely calibrated professional relationship with his executive secretary, Valentina, for 8 years. She's earned her nickname, the Ice Queen, through pristine professionalism and razor-sharp intelligence, making herself indispensable by anticipating his needs before he voices them. Their dynamic is fascinating, particularly given the mysterious connection Valentina shares with the Windsor family. Despite Luca's extensive background checks, he remains baffled by his grandmother's insistence on including Valentina in their sacred Sunday family dinners, a tradition previously reserved exclusively for blood relatives. The carefully maintained professional distance between them shatters during a late-night strategy session when Valentina instinctively reaches to straighten his tie, her hand lingering over his rapidly beating heart. For the first time in 8 years, Luca finds himself acutely aware of her as a woman, setting in motion events that will force both to confront the true nature of their relationship. Behind their polished exteriors lie family traumas. Valentina shares a small apartment with her bitter mother, who constantly warns about untrustworthy men. Her father, wealthy Antonio Castellano, abandoned them after an affair with her mother Maria, their former housekeeper. This rejection created deep wounds, turning Maria bitter and giving Valentina a complex relationship with success, driving her professionally while feeling like an imposter in corporate settings. Luca's wounds run equally deep. His cynical view of love stems from watching his mother leave their family for her lover when he was 12, abandoning him with his humiliated, depressed father. The Windsor family's tradition of arranged marriages adds pressure, especially after his brother's engagement. Though Luca maintains cold indifference, subtle cracks appear, his voice softening when mentioning his sister, his joy at his brother's happiness, and his unconscious protective gestures toward Valentina. These parallel vulnerabilities create an unspoken bond, two people with elaborate defenses against emotional pain, yet drawn to the one who might truly understand their hidden scars. At Heiress Windsor's wedding, Luca stands with his brothers, contemplating his family's tradition of arranged marriages. He spots Valentina in a striking red gown, appreciating how she serves as his perfect armor against marriage-minded socialites. The reception becomes a turning point when Luca notices Valentina laughing genuinely with Joshua Rivera, a business competitor. When his grandmother suggests matching Valentina with Joshua, noting they'd make beautiful babies together, Luca's possessiveness surfaces. He interrupts their dance, pulls Valentina away, and declares, "She's mine," to Joshua. This leads them to a moonlit gazebo where years of repressed tension explode into passion. Yet Luca quickly reverts to coldness, warning her to stay away from Joshua and accusing her of trying to become some rich guy's mistress, revealing that, despite 8 years together, he still doesn't truly understand who she is. The true turning point comes when Valentina's grandmother goes missing due to Alzheimer's. This crisis gives Luca leverage to propose a solution, a marriage of convenience that solves both their problems. For Luca, this arrangement would free him from his arranged marriage while keeping his valuable secretary. For Valentina, it offers financial security to provide her grandmother with quality care. Their negotiation unfolds like a business deal, with Valentina requesting three terms: excellent care for her grandmother, support in becoming chief operating officer, and keeping their marriage secret except from family to protect her professional reputation. This arrangement forces both to confront fears. Valentina must live with a man who embodies her mother's warnings about wealthy, powerful men. Luca must share his space with someone who's witnessed his vulnerabilities. Their first night reveals their awkwardness. Valentina in unattractive pajamas, Luca in boxer shorts. When he pulls her onto his lap, thanking her for saving him from 3 years of torment and promising to be a good husband, the foundation for something deeper begins to form. Their relationship features a shifting power dynamic. Luca controls Valentina's career, while she leverages her competence and his grandmother's favor. Luca's possessiveness intensifies. When Theo Miller chats with Valentina, Luca confronts her in his office, making the windows opaque before asserting his dominance passionately on his desk. He extracts a promise from her to avoid Theo. His possessiveness peaks when he gives her identification as Valentina Windsor, legitimizing their temporary marriage. His black credit card symbolizes both generosity and his need to mark her as his. As they grow closer, both confront past relationship traumas. Valentina's ex-boyfriend Ben, who once betrayed her, now competes with her for the COO position, reinforcing her belief that men like Luca will never stay with women like me. Luca carries wounds from Jessica White's infidelity before their planned wedding. These past relationships make them question whether they're repeating destructive patterns and if two people with deep trust issues can truly open themselves to love again. The death of Valentina's beloved grandmother becomes the crucible that either destroys their relationship or transforms it. Abuela's passing plunges Valentina into profound depression. She remains in bed for weeks despite Luca's efforts. This grief exposes her vulnerability, stripping away her carefully maintained composure. Luca shows unexpected tenderness, remaining steadfastly by her side and caring for both Valentina and her mother. When traditional comfort fails, he shares something private, how Abuela once called him to help prove to her Loteria friends that she really had a Windsor grandson-in-law. He describes arriving at the community center in his expensive car, making a show of greeting Abuela while her friends watched in awe. This story, followed by a video Abuela recorded where she lovingly calls Luca estúpido, but urges Valentina not to waste time being angry with him, finally breaks through her grief. This shared vulnerability marks the turning point when their business arrangement begins transforming into genuine love. What began as a cold business arrangement transforms into a love story worth fighting for. When Luca's grandmother reveals she orchestrated their relationship, from their meeting at Windsor Finance to the circumstances forcing their marriage, they must decide if their feelings are genuine despite this manipulation. The revelation deepens when they discover they were connected since childhood. A photo shows 5-year-old Luca holding baby Valentina. Their fathers had been friends, and their mothers had once joked about arranging their marriage before tragedy separated them. Rather than feeling manipulated, Valentina finds peace in this knowledge. She recognizes that regardless of how she got her job, she proved herself through merit. The challenges they faced, losing positions, being blacklisted, rebuilding from nothing, strengthened their bond by removing the inequality in their marriage. Their vow renewal in Hawaii symbolizes their choice to fully embrace their relationship. Under a gazebo resembling where they first kissed, Luca amends his request from a minimum of 3 years to 3 lifetimes, promising to love Valentina through all seasons of life. Their temporary arrangement became a testament to vulnerability, proving that even guarded hearts find home when they allow themselves to be truly seen.